This is Sarah Avampato, and you're listening to Radio Unleashed on Bedford 105.1. Wednesday, March 13th, students at Bedford High School were allocated an hour-long advisory block to take a youth risk behavior survey. This survey, required by the state, provides statistics for activities such as drug and alcohol usage, home life, and other unhealthy habits among students. Sophomore Regan Rick discusses why she believes the survey exam should not be used to form these statistics.
People don't take them seriously at all, and a lot of people just don't choose to answer them, too. I don't think it's very useful, but I also don't know what alternative we could use.
Sophomore Sarah Jacobs explains why she thinks these surveys are so important for the school to have.
I think we should do them. Yes, there are always going to be people who don't take it seriously. It is important to have them because it gives certain people a safe and anonymous outlet to get help.
Rick then comments on why it is difficult to decide the effectiveness of an anonymous survey versus one that reveals a student's identity.
If it's not anonymous and people answer truthfully on them, then it could cause people to have problems. It could get you help, but then if you say something that's problematic or is truthful but could get you in legal trouble, that's not very good. If you still have it anonymous, people aren't going to take it seriously.
For Radio Unleashed, this is Sarah Avampato on Bedford 105.1. Tune in for more next week.